From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo launched State Defense Industry Holding Defense ID. Vice President Maruf Amin discussed reconciliation and sustainable development with PJGP members. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo officially launched the state-run defense industry holding, the Defense ID, at the state-run shipbuilder PT PAL Submarine Hangar in Surabaya, East Java on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, he affirmed that the Defense ID establishment is aligned with Indonesia's needs and efforts in building independence in the defense industry that can fulfill domestic needs and enter the international market. President Joko Widodo stated on the President's Secretariat YouTube channel on Wednesday that the government needs to push developing independence in the domestic defense industry to enter a new era of competition. Vice President Maruf Amin received an audience of church representatives who are members of the Federation of Papuan and West Papuan Churches, or PJGP, on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, during the meeting, Vice President Maruf Amin and PJGP representative discussed sustainable development and reconcilable efforts in the land of Papua. He noted that the representative came to deliver constructive recommendation. He also remarked that the PJGP makes it easier for the government to cooperate with churches in Papua. Vice President Maruf Amin added that the role of a church is important in building sustainability, peace, and welfare in Papua. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, as the head of the Organizing Committee for Indonesia G20, will welcome the Bloomberg NEFS Net Zero Summit to take place in Bali on November 12, 2022, since it aligns with Indonesia's commitment to achieve carbon neutrality. Escorted by Antara during the BNEF Summit Bali announcement event in New York, the United States, on Monday, Minister Luhut noted that through the event, inputs will be received from leaders of global businesses and investors to go carbon neutral. The commitment to reach carbon neutrality is an effort to advance post-pandemic global recovery. Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Holil Humas has called on his rank to work quickly and carefully in preparing the 2022 Hajj pilgrimage services following the announcement of the Indonesia's Hajj quota. As quoted by Antara, according to a written statement issued by the minister on Wednesday, the Ministry of Religious Affairs has announced that for the 2022 Hajj, Indonesia can send as many as 100,501 pilgrims and 1,901 officers. The first batch of Hajj pilgrims will depart on June 4, 2022. He emphasized that fast and careful action are needed for preparing Hajj services. Let's move it on to the international news. Secretary General of the United Nations Antonio Guterres has separately asked Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to receive him to discuss steps to bring about peace following Moscow's invasion of its neighbor. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said that separate letters were handed to the permanent missions of Russia and Ukraine on Tuesday afternoon, asking Putin to receive Guterres in Moscow and Zelensky to receive him in Kyiv. Dujarric said in a statement that the Secretary General said, at this time of great peril and consequence, he would like to discuss urgent steps to bring about peace in Ukraine and the future of multilateralism based on the Charter of the United Nations and international law. Finland inched closer to joining NATO on Wednesday after its major parliamentary groups expressed support for some form of a military alliance as a response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the Finnish parliament on Wednesday started debating the possibility of Finland, which shares a long border with Russia, joining NATO. Prime Minister Sanna Marin's Social Democrats stopped short of mentioning NATO in their addresses, but nevertheless voiced support for an idea of a military alliance. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has said that the New Zealand has been aware for some time now of a growing assertiveness and growing interest in its region, explicitly from China. As reported by BBC.com, Ms. Ardern also spoke of the need to work together with China on areas of natural mutual interest. Speaking to the BBC in an exclusive broadcast interview, she stood by what she called her country's mature relationship with Beijing, but still expressed her disappointment that the Solomon Islands had cemented a security deal with China, fueling fears Beijing could set up a military base on the island. She also said there is already an agreement signed by Pacific Island Forum members called the Biketawa Declaration, which said an expectation these countries provide for their own security needs together as a region. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner, highlights Indonesian Pavilion in Leuven's Vietnam Expo 2022.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Pavilion in Leuven's Vietnam Expo 2022. Listeners, the 31st Vietnam Expo was held in Hanoi, Vietnam from 13 to 16 April 2022 and was officially opened by Minister of Trade and Industry of Vietnam, Nguyen Hong Dien. The Vietnam Expo 2022 presented 410 multinational companies and 380 display booths from 15 countries. The Indonesian Pavilion showcased various product and service sectors from 12 Indonesian companies in property, construction, materials, animal food, education, pharmaceuticals, dry and hybrid batteries, and food and beverage. The companies that have been present in Vietnam for a long time are like Chitra Westlake City Development Company Limited, Thanglon Cement Joint Stock Company, Cement Indonesia Group, and Japfa Confit Vietnam Co. Ltd. This activity has further strengthened their presence in Vietnam. For a number of other Indonesian companies, this exhibition is an opportunity to introduce relatively new products and expand their distribution network. The uniqueness of this exhibition is the presence of a special pilot school which has succeeded in attracting the attention of visitors during the expo, as well as connecting with a network of potential partners. This high interest is due to the growth of the Vietnam aviation sector, which is predicted to be the highest in the Southeast Asia region. According to Indonesian Ambassador to Vietnam, Denny Abdi, Vietnam Expo 2022 is the first to be held physically after 2 years of taking place online due to the COVID-19 pandemic. During the 4 days of Vietnam Expo 2022, the Indonesian Pavilion managed to record potential transactions worth $1.65 million, as well as expand business networks between Indonesian exporters and potential partners of Vietnam. Indonesia's participation in the Vietnam Expo 2022 is expected to provide optimal benefits in encouraging the improvement of the Indonesian economy. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nyuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on April 21st when the Kartini Day is commemorated. Every year on April 21st, the Indonesian people commemorate the birthday of Raden Ajeng Kartini, the woman who pioneered gender equality in Indonesia. She was born in Jepara, Central Java on April 21st, 1879. Habis gelap terbitlah terang. From darkness comes light is the title of a book from a collection of letters from Raden Ajeng Kartini to her friends in the Netherlands. These letters had proven how much Kartini wanted to release her people from the discrimination that had been entrenched in her day. Kartini's struggle was also proven by establishing free schools for girls in Jepara and Rembang, Central Java. Regarding Kartini's huge services to the Indonesian nation, the administration of President Sukarno designated Kartini as a national independence heroine and determined Kartini's birthday to be commemorated every year, which is later known as Kartini Day. Let's move to the event of April 21st, 2009, when the World Digital Library was inaugurated. The World Digital Library is an interstate digital library managed by the UNESCO and the United States Library of Congress. This library was inaugurated on April 21st, 2009, and it is intended as a source of reference for primary documents of various important world documents that can be accessed free of charge. We end today in history with the event on April 21st, 2019, when bomb attack occurred in Sri Lanka. Three churches in Sri Lanka and three luxurious hotels in Colombo were targeted by suicide bombings on April 21, 2019. Shortly afterwards, there were small explosions at a residential complex in Dematagoda and a guest house in Dehiwala. A total of 267 people were killed, including at least 45 foreign nationals, 3 police officers, 8 bombers, and at least 500 others were injured. According to the State Intelligence Agency, a second wave of attacks was planned but prevented by the government raids. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door en masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak
Tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk kamu.
Berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysic Agency BMKG introduced an maritime weather information system specific for sea transportation, namely Indonesia Marine Route Forecast or INAMARFAS BMKG. The information is aimed for sea transportation safety so that the Eid al-Fitri homecoming will be safe from bad weather impact. The agency's Maritime Meteorology Center head, Prasetyo, said in Jakarta on Monday that the INAMARFAS BMKG will provide an impact-based maritime information system. There are three main features, namely impact-based maritime weather information system, sailing route weather document, and sailing recommendation document. In the impact-based maritime weather information system, the users can plan a sailing route automatically while knowing the impact-based maritime weather information such as the tide, current, and wind in the sailing route. They can also find the ship's safety score automatically based on their ship's specification and the maritime weather impact when the ship is about to sail. Then, on the sailing weather route document, the users get a sailing route weather information document or route forecast in the INAMARFAS BMKG. This document contains the weather forecast during the sailing, the departure port's weather forecast, and arrival port's weather forecast. Meanwhile, in the sailing recommendation documents, the user can know automatically the safety of the sailing route. If safe, they can automatically download the sailing recommendation letter. However, the letter will not be issued if the route is unsafe.
Maaf telah sayang padamu. Kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku oh ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan oh menunggu oh sampai kau menjadi milikku. Berikan
berikan cintamu. Kau selalu ada untukku, izinkan ku untuk memilikimu. Oh, izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan oh menunggu. Oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
In this Ramadan edition, we are going to take you on a religious tour to one of the unique mosques in Salatiga, Central Java, namely the Klenteng Mosque. This mosque building has an area of about 300 square meters and is dominated by red color. The ornaments and accessories of the mosque look like a temple where Chinese people worship. However, a sign that reads the Klenteng Mosque or Masteng marks the building being used for Muslim worship. The location is on Jalan Nabi Yosson, No. 14, Duku Village, Sidomukti District, Salatiga City. Masteng was built by Yusuf Hidayatullah in 2005 after returning from the Holy Land. Yusuf Hidayatullah is a Chinese who converted to Islam. Initially, this building was called Wisma Majelis Taklim Hidayatullah, but residents called it Masteng to make it easier to pronounce. After Yusuf Hidayatullah passed away, the 1,700 square meters land where there is Klenteng Mosque building was bought by Khalid's brothers, Agus Ahmad, at the end of 2020, and until now. The mosque still stands firmly by maintaining its unique shape. This mosque is cultural acculturations in accordance with the city of Salatiga, namely tolerance. Now the remaining land is also being developed for empowerment and education. Currently, next to the Temple Mosque, the construction of a building is being carried out, and it is projected to be an information technology-based Islamic boarding school. Religious activities are also held here. Moreover, in this month of Ramadan, there are also many activities such as Tarawih, breaking fast together, reciting the Quran, and reading.
Bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. hatiku masa depan yang indah bersamamu.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, E-Pekan Surabaya Application. Listeners, shopping for basic needs in Surabaya City East Java is now easier. This is because the Nang Surabaya or Pekan Surabaya Economic Empowerment and Resilient Platform can be accessed by a wider community. The application also presents products for micro, small and medium enterprises and grocery stores. Through a mobile web-based platform called ePekan, the Surabaya City Government continues to strive to boost the people's economy, mainly the low-income people. One of these steps is accompanied by optimizing ePekan to boost shopping transactions. Previously, ePekan was only reserved for state civil servants within the municipal government, but now all of its services can be accessed by the public. Mayor of Surabaya, Eri Cahyadi, said that the key to Surabaya's success in rising from economic downturn due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic was to move the people's economy. All needs in Surabaya can be met with local products. According to Mayor, in fact, to strengthen the people's economy in Surabaya, the city government's budget for goods and services of 5 trillion, about 40% or 2 trillion rupiah, will be carried out by MSMEs in Surabaya. The policy carried out by the Surabaya City Government has been regulated and in accordance with a joint circular concerning the proud national movement made in Indonesia on the procurement of goods services within the regional government. Meanwhile, Head of the Communication and Information Technology Office of Surabaya, M. Fixer, said that his site continues to optimize ePekan to boost the people's economy. In fact, since April 11, people have been able to make purchases via ePekan. So, Surabaya residents or anyone else can shop through ePekan. Although currently ePekan is still a mobile web-based fixer, ensured that his site is working on upgrading the platform to an Android and iOS-based application. However, For the time being, he is focusing on promoting Ipekan to general public. That's Miss Seleni. In addition to holding the Jogokaryan Ramadan Village, the Jogokaryan Mosque also provide a free iftar menu. Chairman of the Takmir of the Jogokaryan Mosque, Agus Abadi, said that as the COVID-19 case in Yogyakarta City shallowed in this Ramadan, the mosque will again provide a menu for breaking the fast using plates. 2 years ago, iftar menus were served with boxed rice and had to be distributed to several points such as crossroads, offices, police stations, and public services due to the high number of COVID-19 cases. That's Ms. Seleni.
Selalu lebih indah, bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah, arti hidup ini bahagia. Tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウィンティカールバイルス COVID-19 ミンヒラリッティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒコナイヤハミコンワコナウコンヤハミニ
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco de getting overbragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So, we're going to play you a song from Chandra Darusman. Chandra Nazaruddin Darusman, or more known as Chandra Darusman, is a musician, pianist, and songwriter. One of his hits in solo career...was Kau or You in the Indahnya Sepi album. Kau was in the Rolling Stones Indonesia's 150 Best Indonesian Songs. It lists Indonesian's best everlasting songs. The song Kau was remade by Bunglon, a popular music group in 1990s. Well, listener, here is Kau by Chandra Darusman.
seia sekata. Oh, mengapa terjadi pertemuan dengan seorang yang mempesonaku di kala diri ini telah terpadu janji.
Voice of Indonesia.
harapan hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.